Let's see it.
Welcome to the Uncle Hack Podcast, where dudes pretty much just talk dude shit.
Welcome to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast, back live in studio after a great weekend. Was out in Provost, Alberta for a mud bog. Great to be in small town, rural Alberta. That's where the people are at, my friend. That's, you know, small town Alberta. Small town Canada. Small town America. Beautiful people. You spend enough time in a fucking city, and you start to realize, like, oh, God, fuck, do I hate it here. You know, you spend some time with some real folks that put their time in into the day job. Real easy living, you know what I mean? Real easy living out there. Everybody's always nice. You don't have to deal with the fucking pretentious. Are you going? I know the bouncer at this club. Well, at the local tavern. Everybody gets in and everybody's welcome. There's no fucking, oh, what's it? Oh, never mind. There's no judgment. Everybody's welcome. It's great. I love it. Oh, Alberta's racist. Alberta's anti-vaxxers out there. Let them live. Why do you care? What do you care? Your little concrete jungle? Oh, is it not perfect enough? The cases are rising. I'll tell you one thing for free. They didn't give a goddamn shit about COVID out there, which was awesome. Oh, is that how you feel? No, it's just good to live again. They don't give a shit. Fucking spit in my face. Just shove a shoe up my ass. I don't give a fuck. Give me a beer, please. I just want to watch the mud bog event. I want to watch some mud racing. I want to watch some shit go down. I want to watch the freestyle motocross. Those guys were awesome as well. Global MX, shout out to those guys. Beautiful people, AMR. Everybody out to Provost. Everybody that came to the event that said hi, bought some merch, got a picture, whatever it is. I sound like an asshole saying, got a picture with me. No, it was just good to shoot the shit with some people that just want to talk about absolutely anything, you know, in the city, everywhere you go. Oh, did you get your vaccine? Do you got your vaccine? I think I talked about vaccines maybe three times. And then the RCMP shows up Saturday night, shuts the beer gardens down. That was depressing, you know. That's where you watch small town Alberta get pissed off. You shut the taps off. You shut the taps off. Everybody's just, what the fuck is this? Nobody gave a shit all day long. Midnight rolls around and all of a sudden new rules apply. New rules. Oh, the liquor's supposed to be done at 10 p.m. here in Alberta. Not for outdoor events, apparently, but apparently, yes. Apparently. Oh, God. It's frustrating. I'm getting pissed off again. We had a little bit of freedom here in Alberta. I don't know where you're at. I don't know where you live. I don't know where most of the listeners are at. You're right. A good portion of them, Alberta and Ontario. That's the two dominant places that listen to this podcast throughout America. It's a vast, I don't know, geographically, we're covering a lot of ground in very little places, you know what I mean? It's not a big podcast, but it's big enough. I like to go to places where people look at COVID like it's been 2 years damn near. We're coming on the 2 year anniversary, and everybody, I like going to places that are like, I don't give a shit. It's not that they don't care about their health. Actually, they don't care about their health. How can you sit there and be like, I care about my health, as you're you put a mask on to go grab two packs of cigarettes and a flat of fucking Bud Light before heading over to the shop to suck back darts and sarsaparillas for the next 6 hours? It's about your health. God almighty. I've never seen, like, that's the dumbest shit I've ever seen. You know, you got fat people. I went into a grocery store, some fucking slob. has bat wing arms, you know? These things are flapping, and she's trying to give me the what for. You need to wear a mask in here because of the health restrictions. I think the only thing we should be restricting health-wise is you working in a fucking grocery store. My God. Who let the pig in the trough? This is disgusting. This is appalling, if anything. We shouldn't be worried about the mass. If there's like going to be a food shortage, who's letting the fucking pig in the trough? What the hell is this? Are we out of our minds? That should be a more concern than climate change, is letting these fat people work at the grocery store. Because if push comes to shove, this fucking pig going to huff everything down? Is that what's going to happen here? This is like lowbrow comedy at this point. You're making fun of fat people. You're fat shaming. As we should. As we should. Yeah, don't you care about my health? About as much as you do. That's about where I'm at. I care about your health as much as you do. Tell me, do you care about my health as you're shoveling down about fucking 12 of the bakery's donuts into your yap? You got frosting on your nose. And it's not Coke. I can tell it's icing sugar. You got it all over. It's everywhere. What are we doing here? It's ridiculous. It's getting Talibananas. That's some Talibananic activity is what it is. Got fat people yelling at you. Where's your mask? It's in the same place you put your diet. That's where it is. The same exact place where you put your diet. That's where I have my mask. In the zero fucks aisle, shelf 12, on the bottom, no cares. If you feel like you're panting when you're trying to like sit up, sound like a pug that went for a 12-step walk, I don't think you should have any say. That's what we should talk about. The people that shouldn't have any say in this, you know? If you're putting two packs of cigs down your fucking yap into your lungs, you have no say. Gone. You're out. If you have stretch marks from overeating, and I'm not saying like if you had a kid, you know, you get the stretch marks. Ladies, you get the stretch marks. And fellas, we don't care, right? We don't care if a woman has some stretch marks from bearing a few kids. No, I don't know a single guy that cares about the stretch marks after having a kid. No one gives a shit. So what? Tiger stripes. I love me a little cougar. What I'm saying, if you're overweight, health, you shouldn't have any say in health. Any say in health, okay? None. Whatsoever. When you want to sit there, if you tuck your belly into pants, it's done. That's where we stop. That's where you stop talking. The moment that you put your gunt into and you gotta shove it in like it's an overpacked suitcase, you're done. Done. No more talking. That's about it. Okay? Even myself, I look, I'm not the healthiest man alive. I know that. But I'll tell you one thing. I'm not too worried about dying from diabetes. I've beaten that, right? I'm beating that. All right? I'm not worried about waking up one morning and having a heart attack or going into cardiac arrest because I couldn't put the chicken wings down for 50 fucking years. Okay? Even 25. You fat bitches just gotta stop. It's over. It's done. No one cares, all right? Do you care about my health? You don't care about my health? No. No, I don't. I don't. I hate when people use that as an excuse. What, you don't care about everybody else? Oh, now all of a sudden, out of nowhere, everybody's supposed to be concerned about everybody. These are the people that walk straight past homeless people starving in the street, you know. These are the same people that if you ask them to help you change a tire, they would drive right by. But now we're all supposed to worry about you. We're all supposed to care about you. Time for a little ad read. Patreon.com/DangerCat69. We have the full library of all the old episodes on there. So if you're scrolling and you're like, oh, Jesus Christ, why don't I get all the episodes? All the old episodes are on there. You get an extra episode of the Uncle Hack podcast as well. Every Thursday at 3 p.m., an extra episode is waiting for you. DangerCatShop.com. Use the code PODCAST69 to get 15% off your order. That's right. Head to the store. Get a little fucking merch from your boy. All orders will be shipped out this week. I know some people have been like, where the fuck is my shit? We had a major surge from the Big Trudies that you see here in the video. Or if what's the Big Trudy? The blackface Trudeau, the most iconic photo in political history here in Canada. We had a prime minister dress up like Aladdin. It's unheard of. It's unheard of. It's an iconic photo, and we need to respect that photo for what it's worth. That's why we put it on a goddamn t-shirt. Back to the episode. Oh, you don't care about everybody else. It sounds like you want everybody to care about you, and that's where we're at right now. And nobody gives a shit about you. And it's a defeating feeling. I know deep down inside, you thought you were a cool person. You thought that the world gave a shit about you. And then reality settled in, and you realize nobody gives a flying fuck about you. Nobody gives a shit. So now you get to walk the streets when somebody isn't wearing a mask outside, and you get to try to publicly shame them. Meanwhile, they don't give a shit what you think. They'll probably encourage you to, you know, off yourself, and you're on the verge of doing it, but you're just too big of a pussy. You finally found something that you can feel a part of, that you can scream in people's faces, and you're out there in the streets. Why, you don't care about society? If you gave that many shits about other people, you would have donated a little bit of your time down at the homeless shelter, handing out fucking bowls of chicken noodle soup to the starving, right? You donate a little time to people dealing with schizophrenia and all sorts of mental illness that comes with the homeless, right? You donate a little time down at the homeless shelters. You help these people get settled in, but no. This past year and a half, you don't want this to end. You don't want this to end. Because then what? You got to go back to being a low-life fucking scumbag that has nothing. So I see the side of these people that are like, bring back the lockdowns. We need to care about health. Because finally, you can pretend to care. I'm not even going to say care about something. You can pretend to care about something and put very minimal effort into, like, you know, the cause, I guess, would be the way to say this. You can put very minimal effort into the cause because you're able to just hop online and just type nonsense in like any news feed, in your CNN news feed. It's about time Fauci locked us down. Vaccine passports, we need them. I got the vaccine. It's so funny because right now, where I'm at right now, I'm in Alberta. Obviously, I talk about this quite frequently to the listeners. If you're new here, I reside in Edmonton, Alberta. But what they're doing, what the provincial government is doing here. So for the American listeners, to break this down quickly, our province is aka state. Our governor would be a premier of the province has now put in that if you get the vaccine, the government will give you $100, a whopping $100 to go down there and get double jabbed up, get the vaccine. They'll give you $100. So all these people that rushed to the front lines thought that they were going to be, we're going to save the earth. I was first in line to get my COVID vaccine. So these people now are upset. They're upset that they don't get the $100 because they rush to the front lines. And I say, you know what? Good. You should be upset. That's what you get. Okay? That's what you get. You fucking idiots. You ran up. You're like the kid at the sleepover that's always, well, I don't know if we should do that. I don't know. You're the loser. You're the loser. Nobody wants to hang out with you. You're a doofus. And now that everybody else is going to get $100 to go get the stab, still, I'm like, $100. Wow, that's life-changing. Jesus, over the course of the year and a half of the opening and closing and the lockdowns and the mandates and all this other bullshit, by making restaurants close earlier, you know, shit, I've probably lost 40 fucking grand. I'm on the verge of my house foreclosing. The fucking repo man came and took the car because I can't make payments and find a goddamn job. I can't go back to my old job. I'm trying to find work. I'm doing the best that I possibly can. The CERB payments ran out. Life is really crashing down upon me. But thank God the government is here to hand me $100 to go get the vaccine. Thank God. Wow, what a brave group of people. These politicians just care so much about our health that they want us to go get stabbed in the arm with the vaccine, and they're going to hand us 100 smackaroos because we waited them out a little bit, you know? We waited them out. And here we are today about to make $100 goddamn, $100. And everybody else that ran to the fucking front lines to try and be some goddamn hero made up in their own skull, like they're supposed to walk down the street with a t-shirt that says, I'm vaccinated, and we're all supposed to praise them as they walk along the fucking streets of every city. We're supposed to throw rice in the air like it's a fucking wedding. Every footstep they take, the ground is supposed to light up like it's a Michael Jackson fucking music video, for Christ's sakes. In their head, you know, they have some sort of superpower above you because they ran to the front line. You get that. You get that. That's what you get for not waiting. Well, how come now? I was first in line and I don't get $100. Well, you get the satisfaction of being a pretend hero in your head by walking the streets and following all the little rules. And the moment that they say jump and you jumped as high as you possibly can, that's what you get. Meanwhile, the assholes in the back that were like, fuck this. You remember those, the best way to put it is, you remember those kids in gym class that just didn't participate, they didn't give a shit, and they still passed the class? They still passed the class. They didn't give a fuck. They sat on the bleachers. I don't want to play sports. I don't like sports. Not everybody does. I don't judge them because of that. I praise them because they cheated the system. The teacher didn't want them back. They don't want to be in gym class. They don't give a fuck about soccer. They don't want to play dodgeball and kickball. Meanwhile, idiot jocks like myself were like first in line. Yeah, gym class. I like a gym class. I play sports. I like a sports. And that now it's come full circle. That's what's happening here, folks. We got to relax. Everybody's fucking screaming and yelling about who's right and who's wrong. Maybe we're all wrong. Maybe we're all just dumb fucks walking around like the people in gym class that didn't participate and still passed. They still passed. They got the grade. Teacher didn't want to deal with them no more. Plus, let's be honest, it's fucking gym class. Who gives a shit? When has playing fucking kickball ever helped anybody in the future? Other than the people that went on to play professional kickball, I'm sure there's a handful of them. You know? So I don't blame these people. I'm not shaming them. Good on them. That's what I say. Good on them. I'm glad you waited. You can make $100 if you decide to go get it. You can make 100 smackaroos. That's about a tenth of your car payment. Thank God. You might be able to. That'll get you half a grocery basket, the one you carry of groceries. Not even a full cart. I'm not talking the push cart. I'm talking about the fucking one you carry around when you just got to grab two boxes of cereal and a jug of milk for the kids in the morning. One of them. That'll fill up half of one of those. You'll get to eat for 3 days off of $100 these days. So congratulations. You can put this shit in your body, make $100 goddamn. How lucky are you? All because you waited. And meanwhile, the heroes in the front are, I don't know why I don't get $1,000 for being a fucking hero. Because you're retarded, that's why. Because you're the loser that when somebody was like, hey, these are the rules, follow them, even though you can make them up on the spot. You know, it's like when you go to, I don't know, the science center when you're in grade 10. Remember you take your little fucking class trip to the science center or wherever it may be. You did the class trip and there was always some rules. Okay, don't touch anything beyond this red rope. And then there was always the one kid watching the red rope, and somebody, like little assholes like myself, would take that and be like, I bet you I can touch something across that red rope. And the one that's sitting there, hey, they said not to touch anything past the red rope. Really? No shit. No shit. Why do you think I'm doing it? Being an asshole. Not my problem that you want to follow the rules. Now you're out $100. Now you're out $100 and we're back to no booze sales past 10 p.m. here in Alberta. Because that's exactly when everything needs to shut down. 10 p.m. Everything needs to shut down at 10 p.m. Isn't anybody just seeing this and being like, what the fuck? Are we dumb? Are we dumb? Every time there's a new little rule, we're wide open, you know, thousands and thousands of people at Chasing Summer here in Alberta, giant EDM festival. We had fucking the Calgary Stampede, one of the biggest rodeos in all of North America happening right here in this province. All these events going down. And now all of a sudden, September 4th rolls around and we got some new rules that you need to follow. This is a rant episode, by the way. I just like, that's where I'm at. Fat people annoy me. The vaccinated people annoy me. Where else am I at? The fucking rules annoy the shit out of me. I'm just like over it. It's not that I'm sitting here being like I'm an anti-vaxxer. I'm just saying like, fuck off already. Fuck off. And I feel like a lot of people are like this. Just fuck off with this. It's done. It's over. You tried. We don't give a shit. As you can see, small town Alberta doesn't give a shit. I love it. You go into the store, nobody bothers one another. That's what I like about small communities. Is because if you want to act like a fucking prick, you're going to have to pay the piper at some point. Right? You want to be an asshole at the local bar? Guess what? You're getting your ass kicked. And there's repercussions to this. Right? You still have to interact as a community. You get in a wrestling match, you beat each other up. It's just how it fucking goes. But you hold one another accountable. You still have to fucking interact as people every goddamn day, right? You're going to run it. You're eventually going to run into them at the grocery store, the gas pump. Maybe there's a shop party. He's going to be there. You're going to have to shake hands, make amends, or fist fight again. These city people can run around wild, say whatever they want to whoever they want. And I know, I'm pointing the finger back at me, saying to so much shit. But I talk my shit. I'm waiting for the day somebody beats the shit out of me. I'm not that naive to the fact that somebody at some point isn't going to punch me in the mouth. I get it. I've been punched in the mouth. Just don't break my jaw because this is how I make my living. That's all. Punch me in the eye. It'll make for a good episode. Something to talk about. You know? I'm fine with that. I'm A-okay with that. Ugh. That's what I hate. Ugh. Everybody running around like they're a fucking superhero. Like they did something great in their life because they went down and got a stab in the arm. Give it up. You were a deadbeat before that even happened. And now all of a sudden, like now you did your part. You did your part. You're saving the fucking world because you went and got a goddamn vaccine. Good for you. No one gives a shit. No one gives a shit. Go back to stocking shelves or unloading the goddamn truck at Walmart. No one gives a fuck. All right. We tried. We tried caring. We did. It's been this long, and we're sitting here looking in the mirror being like, what the fuck is going on? You know, you just think to yourself, what the fuck is going on? And then you got to walk around like me. I'm a small town kid. I know the rules of a small town, right? I still abide by them. I don't like I don't like confrontation, but I also, I try not to, I'm not going to be a pushover all the time. If it's needed, I'll say my, what's in my skull, right? I'll say what's in my skull. I don't need to be arguing with anybody, with everybody all the time. But there's some hills I'll die on, right? There is some hills I will die on. And I think, like, this is it. This is it. Like, I'm so tired of open, close. Well, you know, the cases are rising. No one cares. The Delta variant is coming around. And if you aren't vaccinated, ugh. I will say, let's pat Jimmy on the back here. Let's pat Jimmy on the back. Went to an event all weekend, didn't get slaughtered. I sipped beers like a normal fucking human being and didn't become the drunkest man in Canada. Wow. That's all I got to say. Wow. That doesn't happen very, that hasn't happened ever. I've never done that. I've never been the drunk. I got a little bit of a buzz on Saturday night. I will say that. Got a little buzz on. Got some swagger in the feet, you know. Went grooving, moving, dancing. No, I didn't go dancing. But, yeah, it was good. I got to say, I feel fine. I'm not fucking hung titty coming in here on a Tuesday recording this nice and early, so it's out for the early episode. I'm sitting here feeling fresh as a daisy. I'm a little tired. The first night, holy shit. The one hotel we booked apparently has been closed for 9 months, so we had to scramble and get somewhere to sleep for the first night, which didn't really bother me too much. I didn't hate it. There's worse things that could have happened, right? But the shitty thing was we were in a camper that was about 40 feet from a goddamn train track, and a train comes ripping through at about 3 a.m. It was tough to get comfortable. I am bitching. So I didn't get that much sleep. Second night, so you're tired, you know. And I'm one of those FOMO guys. I'm not going to go to bed early for the fear of missing out of a good time. So, of course, I muster up as much energy as I can to stay up as late as I can to hang out. I want to hang out. I don't want to be fucking going to bed at 9 p.m., you know. That doesn't seem fun. I'm not out very often. I want to see you. I want to be with the people. I want to hang out. So I was dog beat tired by the time I got home. Slept like a baby. Best sleep I've had in a while. Just run yourself into the ground. Hanging out. Met the fine people at Provost. It was a good weekend. All in all, great weekend. Great people out there. Met people from Saskatchewan, all over Alberta. Even a few from BC were out for the event. Great weekend, all in all. Shout out to the Kinsmen out there that put on that event. Great, great time. I had a wonderful time. Everybody was super kind. That's what I miss. That's what I miss about small towns is there's just this genuine type of person that exists in small town Alberta. And then you have all these fucking losers that live in this concrete jungle. Oh, it's all racist out there. Have you spent any time outside of Edmonton or Calgary? No. Then how do you know, you fucking idiot? You dumb bitch. It's always women, too. It's always women and those guys that, I don't know, dress like women. I'm not saying they're gay. It's not gay men, but it's just like these fucking, I don't even know how to describe them. They dress like they're women. Oh, it's racist out in small town Alberta. Have you been? No. It's just what I've heard. Yeah, that's great. That's lovely. You fucking idiots. It's tough to take any of them serious, isn't it? It's tough to take any of them serious. I've spent a half an hour ranting about like how much I fucking hate everything right now. But that's just how I'm feeling right now. I'm pent up. I don't give a shit. Is this a funny episode? I don't know. Maybe my frustration is funny. Maybe my frustration is funny at this point. But I'm just tired of fat people. And the fat people and the fucking pro-vaccine retards that are running around. And, well, I'm a fucking hero. I'm so tired of them. I'm over it.
I got the vaccine. I don't know why I'm not getting $100 from the Alberta government.
Because you're the loser at the sleepover telling on everybody. That's who you are. You were that kid, you know? Like we said before, the kids that sat on the bleachers in gym class that still passed, we hated them, right? When you were participating, you're like, why does he get the fucking, why does she get the pass? Why am I out here running laps? And they're just sitting,
well, you know. You get the, well, you know, they don't want to do it. You want to do it.
I don't want to do it. I'm over here like an idiot, jogging back and forth, panting to death. I don't want to do this. The fuck am I running laps for? I don't give a shit. Learn how to play kickball. Give a fuck about kickball. When have I ever gave a shit about kickball? And here I am running laps because I cussed when I got struck out. Meanwhile, idiots over there on the bleacher are still going to get a passing grade, and I'm over here running laps. I should be with them. Give a shit. Keep forgetting that this always cuts off at the 29-minute mark, and I'm over here ranting like a goddamn idiot, an imbecile. You know, these are almost like the old when I first started, I guess, doing those rant videos, but now you get in an hour-long form. The frustration, you know, it's pent up inside of me. I'm going fucking mental sitting in here. Huh? Driving around Alberta and all I got is that time sitting in my pickup fucking thinking to myself, well, you know what really pisses me off? I feel like that's a lot of guys, though. You know, we just like, you take a deep breath and be like, ah, today's not the day I'm going to die on this hill. I'm just going to mosey on. I think most men are like that. I do. I think most of us are like that. You know, we talk to our friends about it. We get it in a joking fashion. You'd be like, yeah, some days I could just grab her by the neck, squeeze, you know? Yeah, me too, Bill. I'd love to just grab my wife and beat her with a shovel. And everybody laughs, but we all know deep down inside you've thought about it in a serious manner. You know, it's like walking down the street. And someone looks at you and you're yelling, we're at capacity. You need to wear a mask. I got into one of these fucking mask debates. This is what pisses me off first early in the morning. This is the first thing that I deal with. I'm a little tired. I'm not going to lie. Oh, you're tired every week. Yes, I am. I am. My body aches. Okay. I'm not the healthy fucking kid that I once was. I'm not in shape like I was. You look like you're 45. I know. It's called stress. Try it on. Try running your own business. Try doing this. Every fucking day you got somebody, hey, you look like shit. I know. Well aware of it. Well a fucking aware of it. But where was I going with this? Jesus Christ. Yeah, first off, early in the morning, some fat fuck security guard, again, walking in. You need a mask. I don't have one. Here. Pulls one out of his dirty fucking titty sweat pocket. Here. You want me to wear that? After your fat ass has been walking upstairs, handing it, or just huffing and puffing your tit sweat against it. Get the fuck out of here. It's clean, I promise. I bet. After your mitts have been all over it. Where's your gloves, fuck boy? So that was my morning. I got into a little bit of an argument this morning. Do I care? Not really. I don't like the guy to begin with. Where's your mask? If I got to hear that more often. Why, excuse me, where's your mask? Oh. Where's your mask? You can't come in the building if you don't have a mask. We're over here. We're trying to be health guidelines. Okay, yeah. Looks like the health guidelines skip past that 48 waist. Your fucking belly's just pushing buttons. The only thing that should be at risk right now is the buttons on your shirt. Those things, if they release, it's going to be like a fucking shotgun blast. It's just a big spread of buttons going everywhere. Somebody's going to die. The pressure building up with your belly pressing against your tucked-in shirt, which I'm guessing you have suspenders. You know those like leg suspenders that they were selling, where you like button your shirt so that thing, when you bend over, you're fucking, you don't got to keep tucking it in. I'm guessing you got some of those on. So one of these days, those buttons are going to release and it's fucking game over. Game over. It's done. Somebody's life is going to be lost. And we're there, you know what? We're going to toe tag them with COVID. We're going to toe tag them with COVID.
Because I didn't wear a mask. You see, I didn't have a mask. And the buttons on my shirt went through his skull like a goddamn Full Metal Jacket.
You fat fuck. These fucking, like, back to what I was saying. These fat fucks just need a shut up. Listen, if you can't do more than 5 push-ups, you're done. It's over. Before, you know what? I would be all for, if you want to give me a tongue lashing, you got to drop down, give me 5. Drop down, give me 5, 5 jumping jacks. And if you're fucking able to spew out the sentence after that,
you need a mask. You need a mask.
Sound like Little Nicky.
Yeah. Put on the mask. Or, come on. Put on the mask.
Fucking Christ. Oh, we're back on the fan question this week, by the way. I didn't mention that at the beginning of the episode. We've been ranting and raving enough about these fat fucks and the COVID. Let's segue off into something a little bit more of a happy land. Let's try that out, you know? Let's give that a fucking go. Anyways, here we go. It's a lot of women problems all the time, you know? Rightfully so. This is a dude show. We talk about dude shit. We talk about our frustrations, like the shit that we bottle inside. Like right before I got into back to the, where's your mask? The frustrations that all of us have right now, you know? It's like, yeah, you need a vaccine to come to your job. I already don't like the fucking job, okay? Now you're putting more barriers in front of me to get to fucking work. I already don't want to be here, okay? And now you want, well, you got to make sure you got 2 jabs in the arm so you can come run a goon spoon out here in the middle of fucking nowhere on this pipeline ditch that no one gives a shit. It could explode tomorrow and the news wouldn't hit for 3 days because nobody would have a fucking clue we're out here. But before that happens, I'm going to have to see your papers to know you're vaccinated. We don't give a shit, okay? Most of us, we wake up and go to the job that we have because we need to. We need money to survive. We're not quite sufficient, we don't have it to where we're growing our own food, where we have our own fucking garden in the back. We're not living off the land like some people can. All right, we have a family to take care of. We have bills we need to pay. We have items that we'd like to acquire in the future. You know, maybe you want a new fishing boat. And it's not 1900 or 19. Holy fuck, I'm ruining this bit because I'm fucking. It's not 1902 where you can go down to the goddamn trading post with a bag of fucking beans handed over and then somebody's going to give you a canoe. Those days are far gone, right? Could it happen? Could it happen? Maybe you have something that another guy wants and you can horse trade for some shit. But as it sits right now, how most of the world works, you got to wake up. You go to this job, right? You wake up, you put your boots on, you hop in the truck. Maybe you listen to this on the ride to work and I get you fucking revved up about everything you hate. Or maybe after a hard day, you throw this on the drive home, right? Something to relax to. All that frustration that you have has now left your body through hard labor, whatever it is, whatever you're doing, it don't matter. You wake up, you have to go do it so that way you can earn a pay, right? And now another barrier is put in front of you.
If you don't have 2 vaccines, you're not allowed to run in the excavator in fucking Grimshaw, Alberta, okay?
I already don't want to be in Grimshaw fucking Alberta, all right? I don't want to be here. My kid's third birthday was last week. Do you think I want to sit here with this stupid fucking machine, right? Just moving dirt all day long. That's what I'm doing, moving dirt. I move more dirt. And then I sit there and I ponder, what the fuck am I doing? Every day in my head, I wish I was at home. I wish I could go home, play with my son in the backyard. I wish I could watch him hit a fucking baseball. But no, here I am in Grimshaw, Alberta, moving goddamn dirt. Moving dirt. Because that's fucking important, right? That's fucking important. Every day I wake up and I say, you know what's more important than my family? Moving dirt in Grimshaw, Alberta. Because that's where I'd rather be than hanging out with my son who's taking his first steps, or my daughter who just learned how to sing her new favorite song, whatever it may be. Little moments, little moments. But here I am now looking at a fucking health resource fucking bitch telling me that if you don't have two vaccines, you don't get to run the excavator no more. Go fuck yourself. How about that? Go fuck yourself, you stupid bitch. That you want to say that, and you just, it just has to sit in your gut, and you're just like, I wish it was the 30s and we could still hit women, because I'd lay her the fuck out. I would lay her the fuck out. In fact, she wouldn't even be here. We would just be working, and nobody would bother us. Get the fucking job done. That's the mentality. Now,
well, now there's guidelines. You need two vaccines just to pull levers in a goddamn excavator. Ah, that or you gotta get a test every morning, right? Where's your mask?
Oh, God. So, yeah, I can see why guys are frustrated. We don't give a shit. We're dudes. We're dudes. We're so fucking stubborn. If we got hit on the highway and somebody pulled over, and you know, you're changing a tire, somebody smacks you in the ass with a fucking car, your tailbone is like sticking out of your flesh, somebody pulls over, do you need a hand? No, I'm fine, I'll figure it out. Fuck off, I'm good. That's how stubborn most men are, right? We're stubborn beings. That's who we are. We don't need people sitting there being like, this is what you need to do. No, leave me alone. Do I bother you? No. Shut up. Fuck off. No one cares, okay? No one cares. Why do you care? Now you suddenly care about me? You don't. You never have. This is just an excuse for you to be a bitch. It's out of my system. Is that not where we're at, gentlemen? Is that not where we're at? We are. We're stubborn cocksuckers. It's just the way we are. It's just the way we are. And there's nothing wrong with that. You shouldn't be ashamed of who you are. Nah. I hope I get that message across to more fucking people, because it's, I'd like to see, I don't know. I just want to see dudes be dudes again. I heard the saying, happy wife, happy life on the weekend. Well, you know, the old lady won't let me get a mullet. Pardon me. Well, you know, happy wife, happy life. Leave. You want a mullet? Get a fucking mullet. The fuck she going to do? You paying the bills? You waking up? You going to work? Oh, change the pin on the bank account. And we'll see how fucking fast you can get the mullet. I'll tell you what. When my mullet, every week I add an inch to my mullet, I'll give you a new number at the pin. How's that sound? Anyways, enough of that. Let's get into real female problems. I read this earlier. This one's going to be off the cuff. I read it earlier. I didn't put much time and thought into it. Usually when it comes to relationship stuff, I always like to pick my old lady's brain on the issue. So then I can come in with something, you know, I can stew about this, but this one's going to be fresh off the top. I seen it. I read it on the weekend and then didn't get much time to dive into it, but I feel like it's going to be good. Got a good little thing here. What do we got? Hey, uncle, Tough question. What would you recommend for a fella in a decent relationship, good sex, cool girl to hang out with, but I swear this bitch is bipolar. Drop of a dime, she goes from happy to unleashing the devil's rage on me, and I don't got time for that. But she and me like the same things. She and me. I can take the chick fishing, for fuck's sakes, but I don't know how much longer I can take the attitude. Let me know what you got. What you got for. Okay. P.S. Keep the name Miranda. Okay, never mind. Don't need to read that. Again. Gentlemen, let's know our worth. Okay? Let's know our worth. You don't got to deal with this. Why do we all of us... Again, it's almost like the stubbornness of like, I don't feel like going out and finding this again. You know, we're stubborn. Again, we're stubborn. We sit, we'll stay in this because for some reason, we have good sex, cool girl to hang out with. But then you contradict yourself to not even a sentence, in the same sentence. Well, it's like there's no punctuation in the sentences. It's just one giant run-on sentence here. So, but I swear the bitch is bipolar. Drop of a dime, she goes from happy to unleashing the devil's rage on me. Now, there's no context of like what he's doing to get the devil's rage put upon him, so I can't really say about that. But I will say, if you're level-headed enough, right, and you understand what you're going through and what she brings to the table, you gotta fucking know what you bring to the table. What do you bring to the table? Are you the breadwinner? Are you the one that's you know, putting your best foot forward all the time? Know your worth, gentlemen. Christ. It'd be great to elaborate a little more on what you mean, like, ask a few questions. But, I don't know what to tell you, dude. I don't know what to tell you. Actually, that's a lie. I do know what to tell you. What am I saying? Again, this is the stupidity of males. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. If we were talking in person, I would give you a goddamn earful. Be like, fuck, man. What are you doing? What are you doing? Get it together. Pretty cool to hang out with, but it doesn't sound like it. It sounds like you're trying to like justify like how great this is for some reason. Well, you know, we have good sex. That's how dumb we are, right? As dudes. We're just like, well, she fucks me good, so that'll do me good, you know? That should do it justice on how well this relationship's going. Jesus, she'll go fishing with me sometimes, so who gives a shit? Yeah, but do you got to walk around the house on eggshells every time she's around and be like, hey, what kind of mood are you in today? Why the fuck would you want to do that? Oh my God, no thank you. No thank you. I mean, yeah, I have my problems in my relationship. I try to be, you know, I try to be as level-headed as I possibly can. I'm a basket case. I am. It takes a basket case to think that this shit that I'm doing is a good idea in the beginning, anyways, before it was making any money or doing, you know, giving me a career of any sort. And I use the term career loosely. Don't worry. It's helped me develop the courage to try stand-up comedy, get in front of crowds and do all that. But at the same sense, if I didn't have somebody who supported me on what I do and was constantly like going off the fucking handle over what? Over what? What could you possibly be doing to cause her to go bananas? And she and me like the same things. I can take the chick fishing for fuck's sakes, but I don't know how much longer I can take the attitude. Let me know what you got for. I would say, Leave. It sounds like your foot's out the door already, man. It sounds like you're unhappy. How much longer I can take the attitude? Not much. Why would you want to do that? You know how much, you know, much more peaceful your life would be with not having to constantly think about what mood your old lady's in? What am I walking into? Why is she upset? What do I got to do now to make her happy? Why aren't you just happy? It's like prior. Happy wife, happy life. My old lady won't let me get a mullet. Why? Why are you sitting there? Why are you letting somebody control decisions that, you know, you should be making? You want a mullet? Get a fucking mullet. The fuck's she going to do? Kick you out of the house because of a hairstyle? Get the happy wife, happy life. It sounds like a miserable life. I've never met a happy woman. Have you? Have you ever sat there and just like someone who is genuinely happy? Every time I've heard that, you know, happy wife, happy life. Every time I've heard that, the dude is miserable and so is she. So is she. She seems confused on like where to navigate this. Just like all they know is I'm in control. Dude, get the fuck out of here with this. God almighty. I don't know how much longer I can take the attitude. I don't blame you. My God. Get it together. Good sex, cool girl to hang out with. Yeah, there's a lot of those. They're called hookers. You can pay a woman. Now, hear me out. You can pay a woman to come over and tell you everything you want to fucking hear. Cool chick to hang out with, eh? Imagine that. Cool chick to hang out with. You can pay this woman X amount of dollars, and she will then fuck your brains out, right? She will fuck your brains out. And tell you every little thing you want to hear. How great you are. How wonderful you are. You enter $300, she'll tell you whatever you want to hear. Hear me out. And I imagine that you've probably spent more than $300 in one shot for this. When you pay the rent, you pay the bills, you pay everything. What's going on in your situation? I don't know, but all I know is that you can invite a female to come over, give her X amount of dollars and trade her time for money, and you get a little bit of pussy out of the deal, and they're cool to hang out with. She will sit there and watch fishing shows and pretend to be interested. That's what they are paid to do, all right? And guess what you don't have to deal with? The bipolar attitude afterwards. That's why a lot of elder gentlemen don't mind just getting a hooker. Why do you think they get hookers? Because they get to hear everything that they don't hear at home, right? And then on top of things, they just deal with the guilt in a different way. They feel, I wonder how many guys are just walking around that just get plow hookers, all right? Just dummy hookers. And then head on home. Pretend to have the happy wife, happy life bullshit. But in the back of his mind, he's just thinking about the next $300 that he's going to drop on Priscilla at the downtown location that she has for an in-call and going to dummy her one more goddamn time. And she's going to fill his head up with everything that he wants to hear. Everything he wants to hear will happen. Right then, right there, all for an exchange of a few bucks. Right. Instead, you know, you want to take the chick fishing. I imagine that there's a hooker out there would love to go fishing. Would love to go fishing. Probably do something a little freaky on the boat with you. Freaky, well, you know, it's not that hard. It's not that hard. Well, I would never pay for sex. That's because you're an idiot. You don't realize that you are. What do you think? Sex comes free? You think you're some sort of, like, the dummies that say that blow my mind every time. What do you think? What do you think? A couple dates? Let me guess. Did you pay on the date? Did you pay on the first date? Did you take her to a movie? Did you pick her up? Did you buy dinner? Oh, sounds like you were attempting to pay for sex. You're trying to impress her with all these little things that you did. Did you go out drinking? Did you buy a couple girls drinks at the bar? Were you buying her whole friend group shots to try and impress her? Sounds like you're trying to pay for sex by flashing money around. Do you go out and buy fancy clothes? Do you go out and buy fancy fucking clothes to try and attract women? Well, yeah. Sounds like you're trying to pay for sex. In the long run, we always pay for it. So you might as well get what the hell you want out of the deal, right? Instead of having a bipolar lunatic over there in the drop of a fucking dime switches her attitude and starts chewing you out about God knows what, why the fuck would you want to deal with that? When there's a fucking website called leolist.cc that you can go on, you can window shop, find exactly what you want, rent it for an hour, and then you're good. Then you go back to living your goddamn life. You go back to living your goddamn life. You don't have to waste all that time on Tinder, all that time on Bumble, trying to find the perfect girlfriend. No, you can rent the perfect girlfriend for $300 an hour. Or get this, there's usually deals where you can get about a half an hour to 15 minutes, which I'm guessing that's all you're going to need, right? For $100. What's the average date cost? Gee, I don't know, hack. I probably spent $100 just in shooters to try and get the one girl I thought was pretty. I paid for the shooters and she went home with a different guy. Weird. So I'm just saying, there's other options out there. There's other options. Your happiness is not worth walking around on eggshells with these psychos. God, and that goes for females too. Jesus, Well, I haven't been laid in a while. God, that's another one that drives me fucking mental with women. I haven't been laid in a while. That's your own fault. If you spread your legs and opened up the gap, I'm sure there's someone out there that would fuck it. We hang our hog out, we go to fucking prison. You hang the lips out, we all want to lick. Huge difference. Huge, huge difference. And yes, I'm saying that out of jealousy. Just so you know. I'm saying that out of jealousy. That's all I'm saying. So many dudes are out there just fucking sitting in these miserable situations. Miserable. So what? Is it going to be rough for a couple of months in a breakup? Yes. Breakups aren't supposed to be fun. If they were fun, we'd always be doing them. Is it going to be hard to take the first steps and like living and knowing like, yeah, it's different. I'll tell you that. It's different. Breakups suck. Not once have I ever thought to myself, oh, this is going to be a good time. Can't wait to go through a breakup. This should be a fucking phenomenal time. I can't wait to break up with this girl. Shit. I just went through one like 2 years ago, 2.5 years, almost coming on 3. And it sucked. Of course it sucked. Do I blame her? No. Just move on. Move on. Grieve. Get it over with. It sounds like your foot's out the fucking door anyways. You might as well just leave. What are you hanging on? Good sex? You can pay for good sex. You can pay for great sex. Excellent sex. Pros that know what they're doing. What's good sex? How many kills you got underneath the belt that you can sit there and be like, that was good sex. Ugh. This is what I mean. Us guys are dumb. We're dumb. There's too many stupid people in the world. And listen, buddy, I'm not calling you an idiot. I'm not saying you're stupid, all right? I'm just saying the being so detached from your actual situation that you're making up excuses over and over and over again while, you know, she just like, fuck. It's just what she does. Listen, buddy, you're walking on eggshells every time you come into your house. You know, you're peering around the corner. See, hey, honey, what kind of mood you in? The fuck you want to come home to that? You're sitting there having a good time. Everybody's laughing, having a wonderful time, watching a movie, whatever it may be. And then snaps on you. Why the hell would you want to deal with that? I don't know. Life is too short to be fucking around with psychotic women. Are they exciting? Yes. Do they keep life interesting? Of course they do. Of course they do. That's why most men date psychotic. Most mellow dudes, most carefree gentlemen date psychopaths. It's just the way it goes. It's just the way it goes. That's how life is, right? That's just how the cookie crumbles. Ugh. Come on, boys. We got to be better than this. We got to be better than this. Ugh. I hope you put your best foot forward from here on out. And You figure out your situation, but it sounds like you need to leave. Sounds like you need to go and experience some shit. Meet some other people. Go travel. Best advice I can give anybody, travel. Go meet other people. And you'll realize what you want. You'll realize your worth. You understand. You'll get an understanding for human beings and demeanor. And maybe you'll find somebody with similar goals in life. Maybe you'll find somebody with similar personality traits or similar interests, like fishing, for instance. Go out. Go travel. Go meet people. Well, we can't travel right now. You can. You can. If you really want to, you can. And don't let it hold you back. Don't let anything hold you back, quite honestly. Get out there and live a little. Get out there and live a little. That's all you have to do. That's all you have to do. God. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. We appreciate you coming by. You can get this episode on the early... or earlier by signing up for Patreon. Titty Tuesday's back. There is an extra episode on the Patreon waiting for you right now. The whole library is on there. I know. I think I don't know why it does this, but Apple and Spotify, I think, are only listing like 20 episodes. I don't know how to change that, but our whole library of everything is on there. Unless you want to watch it on YouTube. But if you just wanted an audio form, the whole library is on Patreon, even dating back to the old Danger Cat podcast episodes. So you can head on there, check those out, and we will see you next week with another episode. If you have a fan question, please DM UncleHack69 on Instagram. I will get your questions, whatever it is, relationship advice. If you got some stupid question that's rattling around in your head that you want to hear a moron breakdown, by all means, DM it to me. We can keep this anonymous, or if you want your name said, that's fine as well. We respect you as the listener, but we take these things and we break them down accordingly. You know, somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to be the bad guy sometimes, and I don't mind doing it.